Hey, I'm Priscilla.
And I'm Lauren.
And you're listening to the Her Next Big Move podcast.
This is a place where we will help you gain clarity on your big goals, break down those limiting beliefs that may be holding you back, and develop a solid strategy for building your dream life and business.
We are going to have vulnerable conversations about building our own business and introduce you to some of the most accomplished businesswomen we know to find out their secrets to success too.
Our goal is to leave you feeling inspired and give you the confidence to make
your next big move.
Hi, everyone. We're back.
Welcome back. Hope that y'all are having a fabulous day anywhere you are in the world, any time of day it is.
Yeah, fabulous day, week, month.
Whatever you're doing.
Kick off to the year.
Yeah, hope you're doing good.
I feel like this year has been kind of a time warp. Mm-hmm. Like, we are already going to the end of February, into March, and I'm like, where has January gone? Like, I feel like we just had New Year's. But then at the same time, I feel like we're at the end of the year. It's this weird time warp for me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think it's this, like, I keep looking at my calendar, and I'm like, gosh, everything feels so important. Like, everything that I'm doing, and to where it's like, when your days are so stacked and there's so much to do and everything feels so important, I think mm-hmm. that's when you kind of get in this time warp of like, yeah, oh my gosh, like, it feels like I'm doing so much. It feels like 20 million things are happening, like, all at the same time. And yeah, I think that's where it's really easy to kind of get sucked into that a bit. And feeling like, oh my gosh, like, there's just not enough time, like, to get everything that I want done. But I feel like it all happens in the right timing too. And like, really being able to just be in the moment, I think, can help so much. And I'm so bad at that sometimes, it feels like I'm always looking forward. I'm always like planning ahead. It's like, really takes effort to like be in the moment and like enjoy the things that are happening as they're happening too, because there's so many cool things that are happening each and every day and each and every moment.
Yeah. You know? It's like the awareness to be able to identify, I think, where you're kind of needing to put that energy and time in. And mm-hmm. I think as entrepreneurs, it becomes such a struggle to find that, well, we don't call it a balance, but harmony, we'll say, mm-hmm. of what that looks like, of your work life, your personal life, your other goals and aspirations, mm-hmm. like being able to do it all. Mm-hmm. And I think that it's been, at least for me personally, this like evolution of figuring out what that looks like and what yeah. that means, of being able to have somewhat of a balance going on in my life to where I don't feel like I'm like having one cup that goes completely dry. Mm-hmm. Because I think we've all felt that point of hitting extreme burnout mm-hmm. and really feeling like we're depleted in one area or another of our lives. And being able to come back to the awareness, I think, is truly how, or at least one of the ways that you at least start to kind of not eliminate those times, because I think it will naturally happen, but start to minimize them mm-hmm. of having the awareness of where your gauges are at, of where you need to like add more deposits in.
Yeah. I know for me, it's so easy. Like, for me naturally, I love to like pour into other people. It like yeah. is what makes me really happy selfishly a bit, right? I'm like, pouring into others makes me really happy. However, I can like pour into others and pour into others and pour into others. And then it's not until I realize I have literally nothing else to pour to where mm-hmm. I'm like, oh, wait a second. And I think, you know, all of last year for me was such a big learning lesson in that, to where I got to those points several times. And it was like really hard to like fill myself back up and then be able to do it again, because it is what makes me happy. Mm-hmm. And so I went into this year being like, okay, I get it. I have to actually, it's not just something that's going to happen, like focusing on myself and like, and I can just say it and I can do it one time and that's enough. It has to be consistent. It has yeah. to be something that I put effort into. And that's something I'm still working on, but it's definitely something I am working on. So I don't hit that burnout quite yeah. as much, I think, that can be so easy to arrive at sometimes.
Yeah, 100%. And I think it's a daily practice of being able to have healthy habits and healthy practices in place already to help you mm-hmm. kind of not hit those extremes. Mm-hmm. Because I think sometimes it's like you're digging this hole for yourself and you don't even realize it. Mm-hmm. And then by the time you hit the burnout, you're so deep in that hole that you're like, oh my gosh, this is going to be so difficult to climb out of. Mm-hmm. Whereas if you just keep the awareness and have that daily practice of just checking in with yourself, yeah. and it doesn't need to be a complicated thing. I think mm-hmm. keeping it simple mm-hmm. and being able to just have those daily check-ins where you're just asking yourself those simple questions of like, mm-hmm. where do I feel a little depleted? Where do I feel like I need to spend more time doing things that are just make me happy just mm-hmm. to do them?
Yeah.
And we've talked about that on the podcast a lot of like having your happy list and having your mental toolkit. Yeah. But I think there's one thing of, you know, hearing about it or even talking about it. And then it's different of actually applying it.
Yeah, 100%. I think it's so easy. I don't know if you've like ever been in these places. Like I'll be in such a good run with like harmonizing, you know, personal life and business and like all of it working together and really focusing on it. And then one thing can like just really throw it off. Like going out of town on a weekend where I don't have my Sunday reset and then can throw and then going into a busy week just can like throw everything off that you feel like you're like, whoa, where did that all happen? And then like being able to consciously like bring yourself back to then like reset and have knowing what to reset to.
Mm-hmm.
Recently, this happened to me. It was like went out of town, got home late on a Sunday. Like the whole week ahead was just like stacked like crazy for business and all good stuff, which was like the craziest thing. I'm like, I'm so grateful for all of this stuff, but I'm waking up, I'm not doing my journaling. I'm going straight into work. I'm like working until like so late to where I'm missing my workout classes that make me happy. I'm not cooking like the healthy dinners that I like to cook. And I realized how much it affected me and yeah. how much I really need that to be good in all areas of life.
Yeah.
It's critical.
It's such a ripple effect. And I think that being able to have those habits that even if you miss a day or, you know, you went on vacation, that you can come back to them. And I think that that's where your practices become a practice, right? Because yeah. you don't always get it right. You're practicing getting it perfect. You're never going to be perfect. And mm-hmm. so being able to have the practices that you can come back to and rely on. And I know we've talked about this a lot for us is like journaling and having those like intentional check-ins in the mm-hmm. morning. And even if you're gone on vacation saying, okay, maybe I'm going to just have to wake up a little bit earlier on a Monday to have that time because it's that important to be able to have at least, you know, 10, 20 minutes to myself mm-hmm. to be able to pour into my cup before I pour out to so many others.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that a lot of the times that we don't give ourselves that grace, mm-hmm. that if we miss one of our practices or we miss, you know, our routine that we're like, oh, the whole thing's off. The whole week's off. Mm-hmm. Like the whole day is going to be off
yeah.
when really we can just have, you know, take a breath mm-hmm. and kind of work through the frustration, the emotion, and then rationally think through, okay, how can I implement it?
Mm-hmm.
You know, maybe you're already into your day and you're feeling frustrated. Like everything is just snowballing on top of one another because mm-hmm. that's usually how those bad days go, right?
Oh, yeah.
It's like mm-hmm. you start off, something pisses you off, and then it goes into like any little thing can set you off and it just snowballs.
Yes.
And I think, like I said before, the awareness is really the essential factor here mm-hmm. because instead of just reacting to that feeling that naturally is coming up, maybe the frustration or the anger or those ants, the automatic negative yes. thoughts that are coming mm-hmm. in, being able to say, no, okay, I recognize like I'm getting into a funk. I need to like have 5 minutes to myself.
Yeah.
Even if you have to go to the bathroom,
mm-hmm.
go to the bathroom for 5 minutes or mm-hmm. go outside, go to have a second to yourself to mm-hmm. be able to kind of reset and mm-hmm. say, okay, that was the past. Mm-hmm. This is the present. Now, yeah. what energy do I want to put out moving forward?
Mm-hmm.
And that's like true personal powers, like yeah. having control of that.
Yeah, because I think once you start to like, you know, go towards like the burnout feeling, and I think, I don't know, if you just try to like pick apart what what burnout like really is, it's like a sense of like depletion. It's mm-hmm. a sense of like, I don't know. How would you describe burnout? Like if you were to like describe it?
I would say depleted is definitely a great way. I think almost it's this subconscious like fear of failure or like feeling like a failure, which I think we associate so much with such a negative thing when in reality, failure really is such a positive thing and that it is just showing us what doesn't work. And so I think that being able to have those moments, but then say, no, this wasn't a failure or this isn't going to, I'm not going to let this energy continue in this negative way. I'm going to take a pause and figure out what I need.
Yeah.
Right. And I think it's different always of where you're at, of what you need to give yourself.
It's so interesting. I'm literally burnout is on WebMD. It's like as it has like an explanation for it. Burnout is a form of exhaustion caused by constantly feeling swamped. It's a result of excessive and prolonged emotional, physical, and mental stress. In many cases, burnout is related to one's job. Burnout happens when you're overwhelmed, emotionally drained, and unable to keep up with life's incessant demands.
Oof. Yeah. That hits hard. I mean, I think everyone can relate to that, right? Because it is so common. I think that we sometimes let ourselves get to those points without even knowing it. And then we're like, oh my God, I'm exhausted. Like I just pushed way too hard, way too fast. And I think that with, you know, it being so clearly stated of like, it is something that is so real, but it's also something that you can easily change and avoid.
Yeah. And I think it's like, I think it goes to like what you were saying and how you were explaining it too, of like, it's all of these demands and a lot of these demands are coming from like other people, maybe other things, other institutions, right? Everybody like wanting something from us constantly, or us feeling like they do.
Yeah.
Right. To where we constantly feel like we're like giving out, just like reacting, like you were saying, to like what is happening versus feeling in control, like of our own destiny and in control of what's actually happening, in control of the decisions that we're making. And that we're doing things consciously and intentionally towards like our greater good.
Yeah.
And staying in that place, I think, is what can be really hard, because life is going to challenge us to like maybe try to veer from that. And being in such a powerful place personally and getting yourself there, because that takes a lot of work.
Yeah.
Anytime I see somebody that's like really like able to stand in their power, I'm like, wow, I'm so proud of you. I know that this has taken a lot potentially to like get here, because I know it's not easy. Yeah. And so it's like respecting people's boundaries too, I think, is part of it.
Yeah, 100%. And I think respecting the phase that you're at too, because like we said, it's not this like equal balance. There are phases where you're going to be putting more deposits in certain areas than others. Like, for example, if you're starting a new business, your business bucket's going to be getting filled up quick, because that's going to be your main focus.
Yeah.
If you just had a new baby, your family bucket's going to be getting filled up quick. It's like giving yourself grace that there's naturally going to be these ebbs and flows of more deposits into certain buckets, but it's having the awareness to say, okay, maybe all I've been doing is working and my family, and I haven't seen a friend in months. Like I need to fill that bucket. It's being able to just identify it. And I think when you can call it out and like bring some of those feelings to light, because I think what really happens with burnout is like suppression of feelings, right? Yeah. It's like we're overloaded and we're so in demand that we feel like we can't catch up with ourselves, that we're just overwhelmed.
Yeah.
And so I think being able to call out the actual feeling of what it is, or even bringing to light what's actually stressing us out, then it doesn't feel as stressful.
Yeah.
It's like we create these like narratives in our mind around like, oh my God, I'm so busy. I have so much going on. I'm only working. I never get to like go see my friends, or whatever narrative you're telling yourself. Not only are you amplifying that feeling, but you're just adding into that burnout. You're adding into that kind of spiral.
Yeah, 100%. It's so much of like what you tell yourself and the action that you take, and why I think it's like so much about the personal power and like burnout almost, I don't know, I feel like it's like not feeling powerful. It's like burnout is like, I almost like picture this like, you know,
out of your power.
Of like cowered down, like you just feel exhausted. You're just like limp depleted. And like, versus like powerful and like a powerful stance of like feeling like you can accomplish anything. It's like both of these ways. And it is, I think, a lot of the times a choice to be able to stand in your power. And not that that's an easy choice by any means, but being able to like choose to stand in your power, choose to stick up for yourself, choose to like be aware of what you can and cannot do, and clearly articulate that. And sometimes those are going to be hard conversations. 100%. Sometimes it's going to cause like rifts, or it might make you like lose something that wasn't meant for you in the first place. But I think whenever I've shown up for myself in that way, sometimes it's scary and hard, but I'm always so proud of myself at the end of the day, like at the end of like the moment or that situation, because it like makes me know that like I'm my biggest cheerleader at the end of the day. That helps me maybe avoid some of those situations. And, you know, the right people will respect it.
100%.
Too, at the end of the day.
Yeah, I think that like plays into your boundaries a lot of like being able to set boundaries personally and professionally. And we talk about this a lot in our community of like being able to set boundaries with even your clients of saying even something as simple as like, here's my working hours. Like, I'm sorry, I won't respond to your email at 9 o'clock at night or on a Saturday or Sunday, but these are my working hours. Here's when I'm available. And I think for me, setting boundaries personally and professionally has been a huge game changer, just avoiding the burnout.
Yeah.
And I think for me, it's been having set days where I can have days off and I don't feel bad about it.
Yeah.
I think for the longest time on, and I guess I still do struggle with this, but I try to like remind myself,
like be more
don't feel bad about this. This is productive. Being lazy sometimes is productive and you need those days to recharge. And so for me, I've been really trying to consciously have Sundays off where like that's my reset. I'll go take a walk on the beach. I'll clean the house. I'll like do laundry, whatever. But it's like I will not schedule any outings or like anything that doesn't really serve me and light me up. Like if it's like going out to brunch with friends, I'm like, okay, that sounds fun.
Yeah.
But I do not schedule any meetings, any work events, anything on a Sunday ever is like my rule that I've tried to apply recently. And I feel like even just doing that's really helped because I think as entrepreneurs, we are kind of obsessed with what we do, right? That's why we're doing it. And so naturally when you're obsessed, you're always thinking about something. You're always wanting to work on it. You're always like having new ideas and things are coming up. And so it was hard for me to not always want to be doing things and staying busy. And when I wasn't busy, I felt like I was like condemning myself in my own mind of like, why aren't you doing this? You have such a long to-do list. But really, I think it's like reprogramming our own minds and talking to ourselves kindly of saying, this is productive. Like having a day off is really like helping you be more productive.
Yeah.
And so yeah, I just want to say that too, because that's come up in our community a bunch throughout Accountability Club of having those conversations of feeling bad about taking a day off.
Yeah, 100%. I think that, you know, that was something that I implemented too. Like weekends like are pretty like sacred to me, and I, you know, schedule things that are fun for me and that, you know, light me up. And so that was, you know, it's a big shift as well. And the other thing that I implemented too that is like that, it's like even like during the weeks, like I would find myself, I could literally work from the time I woke up till the time I was like in bed, like close the laptop, like go to sleep. Like I could do that every single day. And obviously that's not healthy. And so it was like scheduling things that like almost made me have a stop. Like that was like good for me, like a workout class or that started at 5:30. So I had to like leave the house by five. So I mean, I had to stop by five. Then I would get home and I'm like, oh, maybe I'll just like finish everything when I get home. But I'm like, no, then you get home, then you take a shower, then you cook dinner, then like you're ready for bed. And like, and then what you realize is like, it can actually wait till tomorrow. Like, everybody else's expectations and things can actually wait till tomorrow, and it's okay.
And those boundaries are essential, especially as you grow and become more in demand, mm-hmm. I think, for yourself and for yeah. like the people that you're around and working with. Mm-hmm. I think being able to set boundaries like that where you have like time commitments or you set appointments yes. with yourself, right? Mm-hmm. Of even like doing nothing, like saying like, okay, Sunday or whatever day yeah. is going to be my day to like binge watch TV yes. and like just reset. Mm-hmm. And I think that we all need to like applaud ourselves for doing that versus condemn ourselves, because yeah. it's so hardwired into us of mm-hmm. like, go, 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 hustle all the time. Like, you're not yeah. doing something, you're lazy, when mm-hmm. really like that's the most productive thing you can be doing for yourself.
Yeah. And I know everybody makes fun of me for my Google Calendar, but it really, what I realized is that I needed to not just do it for work. I needed to do it for personal yeah. too. So like subconsciously, I was like planning out my whole life versus just my professional, because if I was just looking at my calendar and I just saw the meetings and stuff that I had, I didn't like visually see like the personal things too that yeah. that needed to be filled there. So that's whenever I added in my hour like morning routine in the morning, I added in like lunch in the middle of the day, I added in a walk, I added in dinner, I added in my workouts, I yeah. added in all of these different things where I was like, okay, I'm like, I know like nothing else can happen in this time because this is blocked off.
Yeah.
This is like set aside for me. I know like what I'm doing. So it feels, I think like you're saying, it's like, it's blocked off for this thing.
Yeah.
And for my morning routine, for my walk, yeah. for my lunch, for like a couple hours at night, like making dinner and just like being lazy and, you know, all yeah. of those things to just unwind. And like, that really helped me. That was like one of my little tools that helped me.
Yeah, 100%. And I feel like not only does that probably help you stay more accountable, but also yes. at least subconsciously knowing that you're filling up all the cups. Mm-hmm. So that way you don't look at your calendar and all you see is work.
Yes.
And then you instantly get that feeling of the depletion, mm-hmm. the burnout, all of that. Mm-hmm. Being able to physically see it all. And I think also being able to make sure that you prioritize yourself.
Yes.
And I think that's a huge one for us as women and especially entrepreneurs, mm-hmm. of taking our self-care and our recharge time and just our self-love as a priority.
Yeah.
Right. And making that appointment, valuing mm-hmm. it as if it's a client appointment, mm-hmm. right? Not just blowing it off and be like, oh, I'll do that another time. You know, my mm-hmm. self-care routine isn't that important. Mm-hmm. It is important. Like mm-hmm. making time for yourself is important. And I think being able to consciously schedule that into your calendar every single week and being able to have that time, or if not every single day, being able to consciously carve that time out and see where you need to add more deposits.
Yeah. It's such a powerful practice. And, you know, if you're feeling that stage of burnout, or you're feeling like, oh my gosh, like I'm just feeling depleted. I'm just feeling like I'm just like, I can't meet the demands of everything that is expected of me. I think it's such a good power in the pause moment and yeah. saying and taking a true like valuation of what the cups are in your life that are empty and that are depleted, and like where you can maybe spend, you know, some more time and just take your power in it and say, mm-hmm. I'm sorry, everybody, all these demands that you have of me, it's a pause on it all. And I need to reevaluate some things because yeah. not my best self right now.
Yeah. At the end of the day, you are the one that's like policing and cheerleading for yourself. Mm-hmm. And so if you're not helping yourself be your best, then you're no good for anyone. It's no. like being able to stop and have those pivot moments of, mm-hmm. you know, taking inventory, being able to see where you're feeling depleted, where you're feeling like things charge you up, and adding more of that. Mm-hmm. That is a power move. And mm-hmm. being able to really, I think, take those often enough to where you don't hit the point to where you start feeling like you're slipping into that burnout yeah. zone.
100%. So just know that we are cheering you on. We yes. get it. We've been there, and we know that there is light at the end of the tunnel.
Yes.
Hope that you have a fabulous day, week, month, weekend, whenever you're listening to this, wherever you're listening to this, and know that you have us by your side.
Absolutely. Yeah. Do the things that make you happy and fill that cup up. We're cheering you on every step of the way. See you later.
Bye.
Bye. That concludes this episode of Her Next Big Move podcast. Everything that we discussed in today's episode and for more information on Forward Female can be found in the show notes below and on our website, forwardfemale.com. We want to thank everyone who helped this episode come together and you for tuning in. If you enjoyed this episode, be sure to hit subscribe, leave us a review, and come hang out with us on our socials.